We're so glad you're along with us this weekend at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. Remember to listen to the show on the go. Just download the Yahoo Sports Radio app by searching Yahoo Sports Radio in your app store. You can listen on any computer or smart device by going to streamysr.com. That's streamysr.com. Normal data rates apply. We're going one-on-one right now with Christine Brennan, sports columnist with USA Today. You can also check her out on ABC News, CNN, PBS, NPR, and of course at her website at christinebrennan.com. So when we talk about Serena Williams, I'd love for you to share a little bit more about just that relationship with her sister Venus and just the remarkable journey of both these women, the impact that they have had on the sport of tennis.
Yeah, it is extraordinary. And anyone who discounts it, I mean, it's certainly the greatest family ever in the history of the sport. I mean, we've just never seen anything like it. The incredible dominance of both of them, Venus obviously having Wimbledon and kind of starting first, and then Serena, of course, overtaking her without a doubt. Yeah, I mean, when you're looking at basically a lily white sport of tennis, obviously Arthur Ashe, Althea Gibson, and a few others, of course, Zena Garrison, before the Williamses. But in general, we're talking about a country club sport.
Right.
And a sport that was always, not necessarily rich kids, Billie Jean King was not rich, but certainly from a socioeconomic background that you would not think of as being from the city, a more urban inner city background. But of course, from Compton, California, that's where the Williams sisters are from. Learning on public courts that were not in great shape. Their dad leading the way, Richard Williams, teaching them and making them who they are. It is an extraordinary American success story. It is fabulous. It is just uplifting. As those of us, of course, who love our country, what the United States allows and what can happen in this country, that is a perfect example of it. And so I think just I love that story. I love the story of the rise of the Williams sisters. And Richard Williams just saying, hey, we could do this. And, you know, they had no playbook. They had no manual. I mean, yes, all of a sudden people started to see, hey, these are really good players, and they're going to be great, and coaches wanted to be a part of it. But at the time, you know, this was all just the pure love of a father and seeing two daughters who he thought were good enough to make it. And boy, oh boy, was he right.
So when we talk about Serena Williams and Venus, I mean, how do you think, I mean, they're both obviously so competitive. How do you think they've maintained that friendship when they have to go one-on-one against each other?
Well, the good news is they don't play each other that much anymore, and they play doubles together for years. So I think that's it. They had a stake in each other's success, not only being sisters and hoping for the other's success, but also just having the ability to play with each other as teammates and being on Olympic teams and Fed Cup teams, Federation Cup teams. So they have a great relationship and clearly a wonderful compatible relationship on the court as doubles players and training partners. And so then, you know, you're sisters. So at the end of the day, as they've said a million times, and I've listened to them say it a lot, it's at various Wimbledons, U.S. Opens, et cetera, you know, they love each other and they're sisters. So whatever happens on the court is only part of their story. And I did an event a few years ago, a U.S. Tennis Association event with their mom, and we sat down and just did a chat. I just interviewed her and talked to her as a journalist in front of an audience. And you know, she's fascinating. I mean, just a sharp, wonderful person who gets it, who understands what she created and Richard created and what they have and how important it was that they be raised right. So we're talking about really good people who understand what's at stake and also understand that there are bigger things than a tennis match.
Well, let's transition right now. Speaking of Grand Slams, let's talk about Jordan Spieth. I mean, obviously 2015, it has been a huge year for him. He's coming off that playoff victory in the John Deere Classic on Sunday. Obviously a strong favorite to win the British Open. Is he going to be at the top of the leaderboard come Sunday afternoon?
I think he could be. Yeah, he is the real deal. You know, he's 21 going on 50. I mean, he is just so mature and so together, and I hope he's not out robbing banks on the side, teasing, of course. But you never know with someone when you think you know them, that we learned with Tiger Woods,
right.
You don't know them at all. I mean, he is just the real deal, and what a great role model, what a great family, his mom, a college basketball player, his dad, a college baseball player, I believe, from Eastern Pennsylvania. So they're athletes. Obviously, his brother plays sports. His sister is a special needs child. So it's grounding the family. So much of Jordan's time is spent with around his sister and her her needs, going to her classroom, working now. One of his big charities is Special Olympics because of his sister. So, you're talking about real class acts. And as I said, I hope we're not disappointed ever in Jordan Spieth, and my guess is we probably won't be. Very different. We've traded up. If we're trading up from Tiger Woods to Jordan Spieth, there's no doubt about that in terms of character and quality. From what we saw with some of the nonsense with Tiger to the quality of the Spieth family, and let's hope that continues. You never know, but let's hope it continues. So yeah, he's the real deal. Now the TV ratings for the U.S. Open went way down, so you know it shows that our nation does have a fascination with Tiger and Phil, and they were not in. Tiger, of course, missed the cut, and Phil was not in it at all. And so, you know, with that in mind from the U.S. Open, that's a big problem moving forward, a 30% drop in the ratings, primetime ratings, from the last primetime U.S. Open to this one. So as much as we think Jordan Spieth is great, the ratings did not bear out that the country was as interested. So that's interesting moving forward. But I think golf is going to have a tough time once Tiger and Phil are no longer, you know, near or at the top of the leaderboard.
I only have about 60 seconds with Christine Brennan, sports columnist with USA Tonight. During our Super Week at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show, and I think what's interesting is listening to the players on tour, just the high praise that they have for him, how complimentary. I was listening to Webb Simpson in an interview, and he just said, you know, Jordan Spieth puts golf in a better spot. I mean, this kid, it's funny, they reference him as a kid. He's just unbelievable.
Yes. Oh, there's no doubt. I mean, I've learned as a journalist, I think we've all learned as we live life, you never know. So I have no idea what he's doing in his personal life. Mm-hmm. But I think we can pretty much roll the dice with him, Alisa, and say that, you know what, this kid looks like the real deal. And that is a great thing. I love the commercial that he does, AT&T commercial, mm-hmm. about the It Can Wait campaign. With your cell phones, where he literally is on his cell phone and then he puts it in the glove compartment and puts it away while he's driving, telling people his age, do not text and drive. That is the kind of message that we see from some athletes, but not a lot of them. And to see that from Jordan Spieth, that's the kind of wonderful resonance that I think he can have in our society if he continues to play great golf and be an even better person.
And he is absolutely refreshing. Hey, Christine Brennan, we are short on time. She's been with us. Sports columnist with USA Today. Go to our website at christinebrennan.com. We look forward to our next conversation. Thank you so much, Christine.
Oh, me too. Thanks so much, Lisa. Take care.
You bet. Much more straight ahead tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show, as Yahoo Super Week rolls on.